Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, COVID-19 has brought about economic disruption on an unprecedented level worldwide, particularly hard hit our small businesses. And, you know, the government has rolled out several measures to shore up this sector, which contributes half of Singapore's GDP. Structo is a Singapore-based 3D printing startup which operates primarily in the dental industry. And since the start of the pandemic, it's done something quite innovative. It's mobilized its resources towards the manufacturing of sterilized nasopharyngeal, or NP, swabs, enabling more COVID-19 testing to take place across the region. So just how has this SME managed to pivot, thrive, and even give back during these volatile times? Well, you know what? We're joined on the live by Durav Sehgal, and he's the Chief Commercial Officer at Structo, and he's going to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
So first, let's lay the groundwork here. How badly was Structo affected by COVID-19?
Actually, we weren't hit that bad, Rachel, surprisingly. Okay. Since we're a global company, we operate in all facets in all regions of the world. And Asia was particularly hit hard early on. So we saw the lockdowns coming in Asia, and the West was still open and operating. So I think because each region shut down sequentially, we weren't hit as bad. So the business kind of kept slowing, although a bit more muted.
Okay.
So overall, it wasn't as bad as we were expecting, thankfully.
But you were still able to turn things around, weren't you? And you're now playing a pivotal role in the fight against COVID-19. How quickly was Structo able to turn things around and pivot? And also, I'm curious, why NP swabs?
Yeah, sure. So I think the nature of 3D printing is quite remarkable, right? You can print one thing today, and tomorrow, if we needed to do something else, we could do something else. You know, as we saw the world kind of slowly shutting down, the 3D printing community has been giving back and printing all sorts of parts to help in the fight, and all kinds of PPE and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And actually, so we were approached by the government, and there was a shortage of swabs, and actually quite ironically, one of the hardest hit regions in Italy is one of the largest producers of swabs in the world. So there was a drastic shortage there. So the government came to us and said, well, this technology is really great for quickly getting to market on swabs, and we need to do mass testing if we want to be able to open up the economy again. So they approached us for that to help with the production of these swabs.
Okay. And what challenges did you face after that conversation happened during the pivot process?
There were numerous challenges. First of all, we did over 2 months period, we had to roll out from scratch a design to development to clinical trials to production. And for a medical device, that's it's quite unprecedented. 30 design iterations, clinical trials, sterilization of the product, all in a matter of 2 months. So it was quite the challenge. And in fact, we were probably the only people hiring during the time when the circuit breaker was happening.
And I'm sure from a structure level as well, in terms of manpower, was that something that you had to look at as well? As you mentioned, you were hiring, but what about the people that were already within the organization, upskilling and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was definitely a team effort. We were working 18, 19-hour days, and the whole team came together to get this done in such a short amount of time. So definitely kudos to the team to be able to pull it off. And now we're in production, and we've hired 200 people or more to run 24/7 production.
And will you be increasing that headcount as a result of what's happened? Because now, I mean, we're 6 months on into the pandemic with, no possible end in sight. So how are you changing your business strategy to cater to that? Are you continuing to expand?
So we will continue producing swabs as long as the government orders do come in. And for us, it's about being nimble and flexible. We can scale up further if the requirement is there, and we can scale down if we need to as well. So we're working quite closely with the government and to ensure that they have that resilient supply chain on the swabs. hopefully we can get through this faster and we can start producing and sharing these swabs and with our neighbors as well.
We're speaking to Durav Sehgal, Chief Commercial Officer at Structo. Now, Durav, I understand you have some heavy hitters backing you, but these are unprecedented times. Dare you venture a guess as to when profitability might be?
We are definitely lucky to have some pretty strong investors backing us and to execute our vision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the question of growth at all costs is always asked, you know, in the venture-backed space. And for us, I think it's good to highlight that during this whole period, we didn't fire anyone. We didn't retrench or furlough anyone. So I think we've been good at balancing the profitability and growth dynamic in order to stay afloat during these times.
Talking about balancing growth, profitability, but also the third element of giving back. And maybe you can share with us, why is it so important for Structo to give back to the community?
From the start, we've always wanted to use 3D printing as something to make a difference in the world, right? And when the company was founded 6 years ago, the natural question was, you know, why don't you create a super cheap printer that can be sold to the masses? And you know, why don't you take that strategy? It was quite trendy at that time. However, I think the founders of the company had the foresight to say, okay, let's use this technology and create real solutions here, solve real problems, not just do what everyone else is doing just for the sake of doing it. And that's how we actually ended up in the dental space, because I mean, it's quite unknown, mm-hmm. but dental is about 30% of the 3D printing market.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. And I was just going to ask you as well, you kind of alluded to this earlier, but how else is the 3D industry really helping or as a whole in terms of the fight against COVID-19? You mentioned the flexibility.
Yeah, so there's a few aspects. I think early on there was a lot of printing of parts where there were shortages. Mm-hmm. Swabs was one of them. Quite a few people were engaged in printing ventilator parts it was a bit of a mess early on. People didn't know what this virus was and how to treat it. So, but now we've shifted, you know, the supply chains have kind of stabilized somewhat. But I think what the 3D printing industry has done is also created these local manufacturing spots to supply these shortages when they arise.
And so that said, how do you think that the pandemic's really going to change the 3D industry going forward, the 3D printing industry going forward?
Yeah, so I think the main opportunity that 3D printing has, and it's been very apparent now, is decentralizing supply chains, creating more resilient supply chains. You know, having the equipment, you can ramp up and ramp down today and tomorrow. It's unlike traditional manufacturing where the ramp-up period is long and a little bit more expensive. And then the upfront investment is a lot more. For 3D printing, it's much more flexible. It's not necessarily the cheapest technology if you want to print millions of the same thing, but it has a very resilient supply chain to that. So I think that's where Singapore is invested in what we're doing because they want to have that supply chain locally.
To other businesses that are listening in, I mean, you've really been able to turn things around quite quickly, as you mentioned, the tight time frame that you had to really push this forward. What would you say was your key learning from the journey that you've been on with Structo over the last few months?
I think a key learning is flexibility is, I think, it's something people talk about a lot, having a nimble and flexible organization. But I think really executing on that has been quite challenging. And I think going forward, you know, we've been lucky to be forced in a position where we had to be flexible and nimble, and our technology is such that allows us to do that. But I think we've learned a lot about what it actually takes to shift your business quite dramatically overnight and get to the finish line, when especially in a time where time's critical.
Well, Durav, thank you so much for sharing all of your insights with us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking to Durav Sehgal, Chief Commercial Officer at Structo. You're listening to Money FM 89.3, Singapore's most influential radio station.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.